Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 13 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,213 on turnover of 4.5 billion NT. The market staged a technical rebound on Wednesday as buying rotated to non-tech stocks. However, turnover was down from the previous trading days. Many investors remain wary of a major pullback after the main board scored solid gains in recent sessions to stand above the 20,000-point mark. Investors are also waiting for U.S. economic data, which is due out later this week. The Ministry of Economic Affairs says representatives from Taiwan and France have held the first round of ministerial-level economic and trade talks. The talks focused on opportunities for collaboration in the high-tech supply chain. Taiwan's delegation was led by Economics Minister Wang Meihua, who met with representatives of France's Ministry of Economics and Finance. According to the Economics Ministry, the discussions covered possible partnerships in fields such as semiconductors, artificial intelligence, electric vehicles, renewable energy, and space industries. Environment Minister Xue Fusheng says it will take the government between 1 and 2 months to finalize the carbon fee rate. The Ministry of Environment was previously scheduled to announce the carbon fee rate in the first quarter of this year. The Environment Minister says the delay is because a review committee has not yet decided on the rate. However, Xue says there will be no change to the carbon fee collection schedule. The minister says the government still plans to collect the fees beginning next year. In international news, the White House says talks are resuming to bring Israeli officials to the U.S. to discuss Gaza operations. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Talks have restarted to bring a delegation of top Israeli officials to Washington to discuss potential military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These talks will get us into a place where there is a plan that we hear their side, they hear our side.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a visit planned for this week, angered that the U.S. had not vetoed a U.N. ceasefire resolution.
I thought the U.S. decision in the Security Council. Very bad.
Venting to visiting U.S. lawmakers.
Victory is within reach. It's a few weeks away.
But he went on.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe.
Downplaying the impact of a Rafah operation on Palestinian civilians.
You know, people move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
No date set yet for that visit. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And a new United Nations report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food. The updated Food Waste Index shows the biggest share of that waste, about 60%, came in households. About 30% came in food service operations, such as restaurants. This comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.